Kennedy Langevin arrived back home on October 5 after spending nearly a year and a half in Health Sciences Center in Winnipeg following a head injury she incurred in an accident with her horse. Welcome Home Kennedy is a come-and-go event planned for Verdon Lions Hall on October 15 between 1 and 4 p.m. Kennedy and her parents, Jody and Doyle Langevin, will be there to visit with the community and thank people for their continued support throughout her time in the hospital. While Doyle kept things going at home, Jody has been her daughter's main support, staying in Winnipeg at the Ronald McDonald House. It's a home away from home for rural Manitobans with a child requiring hospitalization. Jody has openly shared on Facebook the ups and downs of Kennedy's road to recovery. That Kennedy was happy to come home, there is no doubt. Her mother Jody posted a video on her Facebook page showing Kennedy's broad grin as she rode toward the family home in the van. She is so happy to be home, says Jody. Going to watch her brother play hockey and football and being home with everybody is amazing. Seeing her friends. After so long. She's full of smiles. Involved with horses all her life, participating in Gymkhana and then high school rodeo, Kennedy has always been a keen competitor. It's bred in the bone for the Langevin family, it seems, and that spirited approach to life has served Kennedy well for over her 460 days in hospital and now on the next leg of her journey. Although she is in a wheelchair and requires a lot of physical support, Kennedy continues to make a remarkable recovery. She changes so much, it's been difficult finding the right seat cushion or the right back or the right headrest, because just when you think you have it figured out, all of a sudden she'll be sitting better, Jody explains. Medically, the future continues to be uncertain. As of right now, with brain injuries, doctors don't give a timeline, her mum says. Because every brain injury is different. The healing process is different for everybody. The family has been told that Kennedy can continue to improve for 3, 5, or even 10 years. I know we have a long way to go, says Jody, adding that this is a marathon, not a sprint. Kennedy has three brothers. Quinn the eldest, Ryder who has graduated high school, and Sawyer who is in grade 12. Her family have helped Kennedy push past her limitations and take part in as much of the outside world as possible. She's enjoyed watching their activities, attending the VCI Bears football home opener on Friday evening and another Bears game last Saturday. Jody said Kennedy has enjoyed a trip to Moosomin to watch Sawyer's girlfriend play women's football. One of the biggest changes in Kennedy's life includes her return to school at Verdon Collegiate on Friday, October 6. Kennedy's original class graduated last June, so she is in a new class. Jody says, school has been really good. We went for the first time on Friday as kind of an introduction. And she met all of the staff that are working with her. They did absolutely amazing. And the kids in the school were really good. I guess they were coming back from lunchtime when she was on her bike. And kids just accepted it, it didn't faze them at all. We're obviously very excited to see her, there, and they're very happy to have her back and she's very happy being there. Several staff and educational assistants work with Kennedy. Along with her academics, Jody explains that her daughter has a daily physiotherapy routine to keep up. Her range of motion stretches and making sure she's riding her bike and the walking and all of that stuff, they are going to do that at school. The physiotherapist will be there at least twice a week to help with some of the bigger things, doing the assessments and making sure that the program is still moving ahead for Kennedy, because she still has a lot of potential for a lot of good things to happen. It's been a big relief to see Kennedy getting back to VCI. This is all new for a lot of people. Doing the rehab part is big enough, it can be a little intimidating, but they're doing really well in the school setting. Returning to her home, her community and her school is challenging for Kennedy. There's a lot of stimulation happening, and even just the adjustment of new people. She must adapt to new helpers, new expectations and slight differences in how people communicate with her. Kennedy does not yet speak, but she can communicate through an eye gaze device that uses eye movement to activate a letter, word or phrase on a computer screen, which can then be spoken by the computer. She can count and recognize colors. But the device is hard work for the eyes. It's Kennedy's raw responses that show those who know her best that she recognizes her family, friends and even horses from her past. The welcome home reception on Sunday will give people a chance to see the girl they've been thinking of over the past 15 months and to greet the family. This fact hit home when the family attended the football game in Moosomin. Kennedy was gazing up into the sky, as she used to do in Winnipeg. Jody explained to a fellow football fan who noticed her, that Kennedy liked to look for airplanes in the sky, as she had been in the city in rehab. The woman immediately recognized who Kennedy and Jody were and exclaimed, "I have followed your story," adding that she had been rooting for her. Many people have contributed to fundraisers to help the family with the ongoing expenses, and the family wants to acknowledge that kindness as well. It has been our lifeline, with all the fundraising. And it has enabled us to do some of the things that we needed to do, like buying a van. The van is equipped for the wheelchair. Also, Doyle was able to add a roof to the deck of their home to shelter his daughter when she gets out for some fresh air. A track above Kennedy's bed and a roll-in shower has been funded through a Manitoba disability program. Kennedy celebrated her 18th birthday in August. That she was injured while still a child meant more government funding was available and applications were made before she became 18. Family, friends and people from a broad area have been supportive. This come and go is the family's way of thanking everyone. Jody is grateful to her mother, Janice Needham Nyland, for organizing the Welcome Home Kennedy afternoon. Boston Pizza has graciously offered to donate some pizzas, says Jody. And there will be a variety of snacks. A presentation will be made to the family of funds raised at the Royal Canadian Mounted Police musical ride held in Verdun in August.